This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. MyCell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly roundup of all the important health stories that can make a difference for you and your loved ones. 877-726-8255 is our number. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. And we're going to cover all those on today's broadcast. We're going to take a little bit of a look at hair dyes and their perils to especially women. Also, the link between vitamin D and dementia, and how drinking green tea and coffee daily can impact your death risk. Lots more stories. We got a whole lot in the mailbag this week in terms of things we need to address. And 877-726-8255 gets you on the air with the conversation with yours truly. That's a way that you come directly into the doctor's office during today's show. And, of course, the big story is that we're on the eve of a presidential election, and many of you have perhaps already voted by mail or via early voting, but we're getting constantly bombarded with political messages. And in this week's newsletter, we haven't published it yet, but you'll see it next week. Just on the eve of the election, I'm reflecting on what the current candidates are missing on health policy. Regardless of who you're in favor of, both sides are sidestepping the truly big issues that impact Americans' health, and it's really a missed opportunity. There's a dumbed-down political debate, which boils down to an argument over which party could have better managed COVID-19. And, you know, we're playing Monday morning quarterbacking. There's some real issues of policy and preparedness, but there's no clear answers. That is, until years hence, when we look back in the rearview mirror and say, what could we have done better? Additionally, there's a big fight about whether to expand our current healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, or whether to dismantle it in favor of other solutions that emphasize freedom of choice and competition. And then there's a lot of clamor over how to bring down the exorbitant cost of drugs. That's a laudable goal. But what gets missed amid these controversies is that access to health care, or more health insurance, or more pharma fixes with drugs and surgeries, doesn't necessarily equate to better health. Okay, so health care is not the equivalent of health. It's clear from international statistics that we aren't getting enough bang for our health care bucks. The U.S. pays more for healthcare with worse population health outcomes. We spent 18% of our gross domestic product on healthcare. Other countries range from Australia, which puts out about 10% of their GNP, Switzerland, with a very, very excellent healthcare system, 12%. Life expectancy in the U.S. was the lowest of all 11 advanced countries in the study at 79 years, and the range for other countries was anywhere from 81 to 84. So higher healthcare spending doesn't equal better results. So here's an idea. What about addressing the fundamental causes of Americans' poor health? Right? Because front and center is our current COVID-19 pandemic. It's a shocking wake-up call about our vulnerabilities. Why is it that America has borne the brunt of the pandemic? Well, I submit, yeah, there are a lot of socioeconomic reasons and the clustering of people in cities, but, you know, other countries have big cities and populations at risk, and I maintain that Americans may be uniquely vulnerable to COVID-19 because of our underlying poor health status. And some of that comes not from lack of drugs or health care coverage, it comes from some fundamentals. There's an article in Bloomberg News entitled "COVID Puts a Spotlight on the Food Industry's Role in Obesity." And in that article, they write, industrially processed convenience food loaded with salt, fat, sugar, and additives makes up more than half of consumed calories in the U.S. and in the United Kingdom. Foods such as cookies, potato chips, breakfast cereals, and even packaged, processed, sliced bread are ubiquitous and make up the core business of many consumer staple companies. For the poorest people, it's typically what they can afford, and that's only grown more acute during the pandemic. And what's worse, and nobody's touching this because this is like a third, one of the third rails of politics, government subsidies for agriculture. Article goes on to say what U.S. farmers are most efficient at producing are just a few highly subsidized crops, wheat, soybeans, and especially corn. Support for these crops has compelled farmers to ignore other crops such as fruits, vegetables, and other grains. It's a perverse incentive. The market is flooded with products made from highly subsidized crops, including sweeteners in the form of high fructose corn syrup, fats in the form of hydrogenated fats made from soybeans, which are highly subsidized, and feed for cattle and pigs. And there's paltry support for other foods other than these staples, and that increases the contrast between the prices of fat-laden, oversweetened foods and those healthier alternatives, offering poor folks little choice but to stock their pantries with caloric but less nutritious foods. They want to get bang for their consumer bucks, so they stock up on filling, satisfying foods that ultimately underlie their health, and thus widening the inequality of health in the United States. So no politician has dared to challenge this paradigm. Neither major political candidate. I'm not hearing any rhetoric around this. There was one, but she's now been relegated to obscurity. Remember a candidate named Marianne Williamson? And by no means am I aligned with most of her proposals, or she had kind of idealistic ideas on foreign policy and defense and a new age persona that doomed her campaign. But she had the right idea in a lot of ways. If you go and check out her platform, which is now relegated to the scrap heap of history, on defense, on foreign policy, you know, maybe it's a little flaky, but on healthcare, it's pretty right on. She writes, "Today's healthcare system puts an unbalanced focus on treating the symptoms of illness at the expense of treating their cause. Until we ask why so many of us experience chronic illness to begin with, far more than do the citizens of comparably wealthy countries, then we will continue to experience unsatisfactory results in healthcare." And among other things, she calls for addressing environmental toxicity from lead, mercury, and chemical contaminants, eliminating dependency on antibiotics and glyphosate, Roundup in agriculture, promoting access to healthy food, encouraging exercise, reducing waste by supporting food recovery, the distribution of unused, fresh, healthy food to underserved communities. I was in the market the other day. I saw the throw-out bin. They were throwing out perfectly useful, healthy food, maybe, you know, a couple of fruit that had some dings in it. But it wasn't rotten. It just wasn't it wasn't perfect. Providing more public education around good nutrition and supports for integrating optimal nutrition into our lives. Increasing research funding related to nutrition so that people will stay healthy longer. Preventing and even reversing many diseases through lifestyle changes. That's on the platform of a major political candidate, now subsumed by the dumbed-down debates that we're seeing on TV when we tune into the showdown between the major candidates. And also she calls for constraining the influence of big pharma on medical education and practice. Man, those are proposals I can get behind. And nobody addressing these fundamental problems that undermine Americans' health. So, elect your favorite candidate, but let's keep working on some of these important priorities, because the major candidates are ignoring them. 877-726-8255 is our number. Ready for your phone calls. We'd love to hear from you on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that number is available to you during this program, but also it's available to you 24/7. So we have some people who recorded questions. Let's hear from somebody on the subject of herd immunity.
I'm a former resident of New York State, and so I keep track of how they're doing with COVID. But I recently came across news items that didn't fully explain recent articles, and I think it was the journal Science, the New England Journal of Medicine, I believe. One was a science journal, one was a medical journal. It sounded like they were against herd immunity. So I would love to hear your opinion, if you can go into it more deeply. I only got a surface reaction to the news items. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, this is a very, very controversial subject. And it was brought into highlight by something called the Great Barrington Declaration, a group of scientists and epidemiologists. There are no slouches. There are places like Stanford and Oxford University got together and wrote a manifesto that a lot of other scientists and doctors signed on to, that stated that we should take a minimalistic approach to lockdowns, pushing back against government edicts to close things down. And that prompted a great deal of backlash because people said herd immunity, that is not something that we're going to achieve by taking a let-her-rip approach to this pandemic. We're going to have lots and lots and lots of unnecessary deaths. And so the people who are behind this idea are ignoring science as if science was a foregone conclusion. And, you know, I think Yogi Berra, the great ex-Yankee catcher, said it best in his inimitable way. He said, it's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. And that's really what this is all about. It's about modeling and simulations and what could be if we do X, Y, or Z. And I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago in our newsletter. If you subscribe, go to drhoffman.com and put in your email. We'll deliver a newsletter to you on a weekly basis. And the theme of that op-ed by me was the long short road or the short long road. And the idea being is that if you shut down a society completely, as we have, you know, in Europe and certainly here in New York and in the Northeast, many parts of the country, you're going to flatten the curve. And that's a good thing because hospitals were threatened to be overrun and overwhelmed in the first phase of the pandemic when we were caught unprepared. And so we bought some time. But, you know, the human attention span is limited. And people are getting restless, not just here in the United States, but also in Europe. Europe is experiencing a big second wave now. And similarly, in other parts of the country, in the United States, where initially they didn't have a big problem, lots and lots of people getting sick. And death rates are increasing. I mean, they're nowhere near what they were in the beginning of this pandemic, where 1,000 people a day were dying. But they're edging upwards. And so the idea being is that you may flatten the curve, but long term, the virus attention span doesn't wane. It's there. It's out there. It's lurking. And while we may relax restrictions, it's human nature, you know, and the economy, you know, when it threatens to tank, we open things back up because we got to, because, you know, what's worse, you know, complete economic collapse, you know, a depression worldwide, or the threat of sickness and some additional death. I mean, well, you know, it pays you money and it takes you chances because the virus is lurking. And so kind of vindicating my position is something that I'm going to read to you when we return. We need to go to a break, but we're going to talk about an article that just appeared in the British Medical Journal on this very subject. Should we be courting herd immunity? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm.com. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic aged garlic extract immune formula 103. Try Kyolic aged garlic extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And we're answering a question about herd immunity. And so what constitutes herd immunity? Well, herd immunity, according to traditional science, is when 60 to 70% of the populace has either received an effective vaccine or has had an infection that confers temporary or long-term immunity to a disease agent. And the traditional view of this is that it takes about 60 to 70% of the populace to achieve that threshold. And a lot of people have argued that this statistic may not be applicable to COVID-19. This is hotly contested because some people say, look, we'd have to allow 60 to 70% of people in the world to get this before this ends. And that would be a catastrophe because a certain percentage of them would die. You know, whether it's 0.5% or 1% or 3%, that's a terrible death toll, especially among the vulnerable, the aged, people with comorbidities like diabetes, hypertension, obesity. And so we can't let her rip because, you know, that just would be irresponsible. But there are the people who say that something strange about COVID-19 is that some people have some degree of immunity by virtue of having had a previous coronavirus. And there's some cross-reactivity between ordinary coronaviruses that cause colds. And so it may be that the threshold is much lower, 20 or 30%. Now, that's still a very high percentage of people that would have to be infected before COVID-19 is stopped in its tracks. But still, it's a much more attainable threshold. Some statistics suggest that in some of the major hotspots where COVID-19 exacted a terrible toll months ago, that threshold may have already been reached. The interesting thing about New York, where I live, is that it's fairly quiescent here. Yeah, people are very observant. They're wearing masks and, you know, they're doing the right thing for the most part. But it's happening more where less COVID-19 occurred in the Midwest of the United States and parts of Europe that previously weren't affected. So there's a big article in the British Medical Journal this week, which suggests that while strict public health measures bring cases down at first, in the long run, and this is kind of paradoxical, the overall number of deaths could rise due to strict lockdowns. Now, this is a very, very controversial position, I'll admit. But it's being argued by legitimate researchers in a prestigious medical journal. They ran a simulation. And again, you know, I'll reiterate the quote by Yogi Berra. It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. But researchers ran a model that showed lockdowns significantly stunted the spread of the virus in a first wave. Well, we know that it's helped. However, when those measures are scaled back, infection rates bound upwards, especially in young people, and we're seeing that, and push the model into a deadlier second wave, which apparently we're in. And, you know, from what I can tell, you know, a lot of people say, well, Europe, they did it right. No, well, yeah, they did it right, but now they're having a tremendous resurgence of COVID-19, just like in parts of the United States. They say, in the British Medical Journal, in that deadlier second wave, young people who were less susceptible to dying from COVID-19 had helped spread the virus to older populations who subsequently saw higher rates of death. The authors described the model as merely a postponement of the inevitable of the pandemic. And in a different model, and they model this, the statistical analysis, whatever, where lockdowns are removed and younger people are allowed to go to school and work, while those above age 70 are made to social distance and stay put, the models show significantly less deaths. So this is what's called a hybrid model, which is let younger people do their thing, go to work, let kids go to school, open up the schools, universities, but keep the people at risk locked down. In the study, the author suggests that rather than sweeping lockdowns and generalized social distancing for everyone indiscriminately, young people should be allowed to go to school while older groups are made to quarantine. This would allow young people to build up a herd immunity while also protecting the most vulnerable populations. Now, they also say something astonishing here. They say, if you had done nothing, no public health measures, no government edicts, just let people do their thing, it would all be over by now, according to the simulation. It would have been absolutely horrendous. There would have been, the hospitals would have been overwhelmed. There would have been an enormous number of deaths. But it would be over. There would be no second wave, no third wave. It would have, in effect, burned itself out like a wildfire. And there would be no fuel for the fire to consume anymore. And the virus would have run its course. They say, and this is going to be an extremely controversial statement, it wouldn't even have been completely lunatic to do nothing. It would have been, you know, a very unpalatable alternative, but a plausible way to deal with the pandemic that now has circled back and is threatening large parts of the world, including Europe and the United States. So, you know, herd immunity, it's going to be controversial. It's a political football. It was actually one of the major points of contention in the recent debate between President Trump and former Vice President Biden, you know, what to do about COVID-19. And it is a scientific controversy, not settled science. It remains to be seen in the retrospective scope, you know, when medical historians write about this pandemic, whose view prevails. We're in the midst of a large uncontrolled experiment. 877-726-8255 is our number. And as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line and my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, and among them, several stand out which help support optimal immune function, which, of course, is front and center these days. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C1000 plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. The suite of products is specifically formulated to support a healthy immune system. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Okay, I promised to talk to you about something very practical, and we'll switch gears away from COVID-19 to talk about our risk of cancer. And for women, breast cancer is a very, very serious problem. And there's been a lot of debate about whether hair dye contributes to the risk for breast cancer. And a couple of studies recently have exonerated hair dye, basically saying, you know, it's unclear if there's a relationship between hair dye and the risk of breast cancer. But this is the largest study to date of the use of hair dye and chemical straightener in a large U.S. population of black and white women. Now, especially African Americans and darker skinned individuals, they're a little bit more likely to use hair straightener, which is a harsh chemical treatment. This study looked at both hair dyes and chemical straighteners, and big study, 51,000 women aged 34 to 74, followed between 2003 and 2009, and then they followed them going forward to the present. And what they found was that there was a high degree of use of hair dye, 55% of the participants. And it turns out that hair straightener was associated with an 18% increased use, increased risk. And hair dye, the application of semi-permanent hair dye was associated with a 28% increased risk of breast cancer. So they say, in terms of what are the implications, the study suggests that the use of chemical hair treatments increases cancer risk, specifically breast cancer risk in women, regardless of ethnicity, both in blacks and whites. And there are a lot of endocrine disruptors, along with other toxic ingredients, in both salon and at-home hair treatment products. So it's not clear if, quote, natural hair coloring is safer. They didn't study that, but they do suggest that exposure to permanent hair dye or chemical straightener is a significant risk factor for breast cancer. I mean, again, you know, it's not the end-all and be-all of breast cancer risk, but in this largest study to date on this subject, hair dye and chemical straightener implicated in breast cancer. 877-726-8255. We welcome you into the doctor's office. Should you care to pose a question during the program, call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We do have a call. Our number is 877-726-8255. Charlie in Lexington, Virginia. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I have a quick question about the safety of long-term zinc use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, zinc is a hot topic these days, especially in light of COVID-19. Just this month, There's an amazing article in the Wall Street Journal. You know, most of these major newspapers don't report on vitamins and supplements. But the headline in the Wall Street Journal is, Trump takes zinc. Maybe you should too. And the subheading is, research suggests that the mineral bolsters the immune system against COVID and other diseases. And they go on to enumerate all the research that, you know, again, there's not a lot of double-blind placebo-controlled trials saying that if you've got COVID-19, you take zinc, you know, you're going to have a better or worse outcome. But there's a lot of data that you can extrapolate from research on respiratory infections. Many studies have found that people with low levels of zinc are more likely to develop pneumonia and recurring sepsis, on and on and on it goes. So zinc deficiency depresses immune function. So, you know, we want to make sure that people are replete with zinc. But your concern is when people take too much zinc, right?
Well, how long can you take it?
Okay, yeah, this is great.
Some supplements say that you should only take it for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the supplements that have limits on that are more like the zinc lozenge things, because zinc lozenges are often marketed for people who have colds, and you're supposed to suck on these zinc lozenges. You know, you can take 6 or 8 a day, you know, throughout the day for, you know, to get that zinc back into your throat, so that it exerts its immune stimulating or antiviral effects. And, you know, typically each zinc lozenge is about 18 milligrams of zinc. So if you're chugging on these things all day long, you may get well above 100 milligrams per day. And when you go that high, zinc has the opposite effect. It may have an immune suppressive effect. So yeah, you can do it for a few days that way. But a better way to make sure that you have adequate zinc and don't go into a toxic level is to take 30 or 50 milligrams of zinc on an ongoing basis. And that way you won't get into the toxic range, and you may get other ancillary benefits. Zinc has been shown to be helpful for preventing macular degeneration, for example. And some people may not get adequate zinc in their diets. Vegetarians, for example, may require 50% more zinc than non-vegetarians. People who take lots of calcium supplements, calcium antagonizes zinc. Some people are chugging a lot of calcium to enhance their bone density, especially women, you know, worried about osteoporosis, but that inhibits zinc absorption. And people with certain conditions like diabetes or kidney disease and ulcerative colitis, they may have reduced zinc absorption, or they may have increased zinc needs. Some medications also deplete zinc. So it's not a bad idea to take 30, 50 a day, and you can do that, you know, till the cows come home. You know, you're not going to go into zinc toxicity with that. My favorite form of zinc is zinc picolinate. That's sort of a premium form of zinc. It's thought to be better absorbed. You know, other chelated forms of zinc do a pretty good job of getting into your system. So, there you have it. You know, you can keep taking zinc.
That makes me feel better. I take zinc gluconate 52.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. Good. That's one of the good ones. Yeah, that's a chelated form of zinc that is well worth taking. Thanks for your call. 877-726-8255 is our number if you want to join our conversation. And here's an item about another thing that's been touted for immunity, but it's got another beneficial effect according to a study just in. It's the Inwood Columbia Aging Project. Inwood is a neighborhood in North Manhattan where they did a big study. Just came out. Participants of the Washington Heights Inwood Columbia Aging Project. Low vitamin D intake and low vitamin D circulating levels have been associated with increased risk for dementia. So what they found, they looked at participants in that neighborhood of New York. Participants with the highest level of vitamin D intake from food sources had decreased risk for dementia compared to those with the lowest level of zinc intake. And their conclusion is that high vitamin D intake is associated with decreased risk of dementia in a multi-ethnic study. So that's D for dementia. Drinking green tea and coffee daily has been associated with a lower death risk in people with diabetes. Four more cups of green tea and two or more of coffee, whether caffeinated or decaffeinated, was linked to a 63% lower all-cause mortality in people suffering from diabetes. That's according to the British Medical Journal. The beneficial polyphenols in some of those beverages have been shown to deliver a lot of nutritional benefits. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Great hour. Thanks for participating. 877-726-8255. If you want to come into the doctor's office and pose a question, I'll be here. This is Intelligent Medicine.